One Man's Family.
Brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the kitchen of the family home.
Fanny, I finally got the answer. The only way to keep that young man on the job is to watch him.
But Henry, think he's got to take a rest once in a while.
Oh, have no fear. He's taking care of that. The one thing we'll never have to worry about is that boy overdoing.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When you say it's a sure thing, that means you can't lose. And friends, that's what I want to say to you about Alka-Seltzer. When you buy a package of Alka-Seltzer, you buy it on a promise of your money back if you're not satisfied. That's been the guarantee on Alka-Seltzer for 20 years, and it's one of the most popular products of its kind on the market today. That means thousands upon thousands of families depend on Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from acid indigestion, headache, the discomfort of colds, muscular aches and pains. In more ways than one, Alka-Seltzer is a real family standby. Try it once. If you will, friends, I'm sure you'll never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Chapter 8, Book 80. Henry Barber has once again succeeded in getting his grandson, Pinky, back to work when his pretended incapacity got him nowhere. So the young man has been on the job all morning and is still at it this afternoon. But this is not entirely due to zealousness on Pinky's part. His grandfather has been down in the garden watching him most of the time. But now Pinky breathes a relieved sigh as his overlord leaves him and starts toward the house. Pinky leans on his shovel and looks wistfully out at San Francisco's Golden Gate and at the automobiles rushing carefree across the bridge. He never appreciated what freedom meant before. Father Barber reaches the house and glances back at Pinky. The bonded slave returns to his work, and the head of the house of Barber comes chuckling into the kitchen.
Well, Henry, what are you chuckling about?
I think I finally got the answer, Fanny. Surveillance. The only way to keep that young man on the job is to watch him. He doesn't know when I'm apt to show up down there to check on him, so he's pitching in like a beaver today. Huh? Oh, what are you making?
Lawn tarts. As soon as they're finished, I'm going to take them down to Pinky. He'll be famished working this way.
Well, just a minute, Fanny. That boy is on an 8-hour day, and he's got to learn that when you're working for somebody, you don't pause every 5 minutes for refreshments.
Henry, I think you're overdoing this. He's got to take a little rest once in a while.
You can put your mind at ease that the boy will ever overdo. He contrives to get in sufficient pauses. I can assure you he's not straining himself.
Well, it won't hurt for him to take a few minutes off and eat something. Job's not that important.
My dear, can't you understand that it isn't the job I'm worrying about? It's Pinky himself. He hasn't learned discipline, and I'm the one who's going to teach it to him. Oh, it isn't that I want to be hard on the young man, but every time you break into his work, you're undermining the very thing I'm trying to accomplish.
All right, Henry. I'll save some of the tarts and he can have them when he finishes. I don't suppose you'll object to that, will you?
At 5 o'clock, his time is his own. You can give him what you like. But until 5, he's a working man and being paid for it. And he's not being paid to eat tarts or drink sarsaparilla or anything else of the sort.
You've made it all very clear. Now you don't have to say another word about it.
When will the tarts be finished?
Never mind. If Pinky can't have some, you're not going to have any either. That's only fair.
Very well, Fanny. Very well. I fail to see, however, just where there's...
I think that's our telephone, Henry. I don't know if Clifford's in there or not.
Yes, that answers.
If it's for me, Henry, I can't come now. My hands are covered with dough.
All right, Fanny. I got it there. Oh, you're there, Clifford.
Yeah, Dad. Hello? Who? Oh, Pinky? Well, yes, he's here, but he's...
Who is it?
Oh, just a moment, please. Somebody wants to talk to Pinky, Dad.
Who?
Search me, some girl.
Who? Here, let me have that phone.
Okay.
Hello? Whom do you wish to speak to, please? Huh? Well, who is this calling? Huh? Eunice? Eunice what? I say, what is your last name? Put your mouth closer to the instrument, please. I can't hear you. Oh, just tell him that Eunice is calling. Is this a business call?
Oh, you kidding, Dad.
Yes. Well, Pinky is busy working down in my garden, and he can't come to the phone right now. This is his grandfather speaking. No, not until after 5 o'clock this evening. Oh, my dear young lady, I can't help what he told you. I'm telling you that he's not available for social activities during working hours. Well, he had no right to make an engagement this afternoon. Huh? Well, that'll avail you nothing because he'll not be permitted to see you. It's not a question of being unreasonable, it's a question of... Hello? Hello?
She hang up on you, Dad?
Impertinent.
Eunice. I wonder if that's the dame with the big car.
Huh?
You remember that big convertible that dropped Pinky off here a couple of times?
Yes, yes. She threatened to drive up here and see Pinky when I told her that I wouldn't call him to the phone.
Persistent, isn't she? She live around here, I wonder?
I don't imagine so from what she said. She was put out because she had made a trip all the way into town from across the bay.
Pinky have a date with her?
Yeah, that's what she gave me to understand. Well, I can't believe that that boy would have the audacity to make a social engagement right in the middle of the afternoon when he's supposed to be working.
Why not make a date and take a chance he'd be able to swing it? That's Pinky.
Well, that may have been his method in the past with his mother and Daniel. But he'll soon learn he's dealing with sterner stuff. Now, I'll have none of that nonsense.
Well, maybe. But he'll keep you hopping, Dad. He can work more angle.
Yes, yes. I've come up against a good many problems with my own children, and I think I've succeeded pretty well. I don't propose to let a grandson come along and get around me. He'll find out he's not as clever as he thinks he is.
Atta boy, Dad. Stay right in there.
Yeah. Well, it's about time I was going out to check on you.
Okay, Grandmother.
Huh?
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing in the house, young man?
Well, I was looking for you, Grandfather. Hi, Uncle Cliff.
Hi, Pink.
I was just coming out to see how you were getting along. Can't I turn my back on you for 5 minutes without your leaving the job? You can't get your work done in here.
Oh, sure. I was just taking a couple of minutes off. I came up to see if there'd been any phone calls or messages for me.
Huh?
Well, I came in through the kitchen and Grandmother said the phone had rung a little while ago. I was wondering if it was for me.
Young man, did you make any sort of engagement for this afternoon?
Huh?
Didn't you understand my question?
Well, yeah, Grandfather.
Yeah, very well. And don't say her. And you.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, did you say Mom was out in the kitchen, Pinky?
Yeah, she is, Uncle Cliff.
Well, if you don't mind, I think I withdraw to an atmosphere not quite so charged with atomic energy.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I'd better get back on the job. What time is it anyway,
It'll
Grandfather?
It'll be some little while yet before your day will be up. I'll let you know when it's 5 o'clock. And if by some remote chance you should happen to work overtime, I'll be very sure that you'll receive due credit. It'll be entered in my little time book I'm keeping on you.
Yes, sir.
I'm still waiting for an answer to my question.
Oh, you mean about having a date this afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, I thought if I happened to get through early, I might...
How could you possibly think you might get through early? I've told you repeatedly that you're expected to work 8 hours, that your day is up at 5 p.m. You're almost a man, my boy. I used to think it would embarrass you to have to be constantly reminded of your duty. Just when I was beginning to think that at last you were about to put an end to dilly-dallying, I find that you were planning to go off somewhere this afternoon. But do you think that's quite honorable?
May I ask you something, Grandfather?
Hmm?
I got a phone call a little while ago, didn't I?
You're not supposed to have phone calls. I'm paying you to work, not to be in here lollygagging over the telephone to some girl.
What'd you tell her?
I told her you were not available, that you were working, and I didn't want you interrupted.
Oh, I hope you didn't make her sore. You might have put me in an awful hole, Grandfather.
Yes. Who is this Eunice? She didn't seem inclined to give me her last name.
Well, you don't have to worry about her.
It's you I'm worrying about.
You don't have to. I'll get along all right. Unless you've thrown a monkey wrench into the machinery by insulting her. Gosh, Grandfather, I certainly wish you'd have called me so I could have at least talked to her and explained the situation.
I took care of that. I made everything very clear. And I would have made it considerably clearer if she hadn't been rude enough to hang up on me.
Oh, and she is sore. Grandfather, if you...
Young man, this is time wasted. When your day's work is finished, you can do what you like. However, I hope this has served to impress upon you that I will not tolerate any more foolishness. Is that understood?
Okay.
Yeah, very well. Now, come along. We'll go down to the garden. This way. We'll go out back. Coming?
You don't have to go with me, Grandfather. I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, that's some satisfaction, at least.
Well, going back to work, Pinky?
Yes, Grandmother.
Take it easy, Pink.
Try taking it easy with a shovel.
Henry, I want to speak to you a minute.
Fanny, I was going down with Pinky.
You go ahead, Pinky. Your grandfather will be along later.
Okay.
Just leave that door open, please. I want this kitchen to air out a little.
All right.
Clifford, turn that oven off for me, will you?
Okay, Mom.
Henry, I think you're being altogether too hard on Pinky.
Hmm?
Clifford told me about that phone call. I think it's perfectly ridiculous you wouldn't let Pinky come in and talk to his girl.
Fanny, I wish you'd let me handle this in my own way. Well, who's blowing that confounded horn?
Sounds like it's out in front of our house. Then I'll go take a look.
It seems to me there's a city ordinance against that sort of thing. If there isn't, there should be. Anybody blowing a horn like that is disturbing the peace.
Well, don't start in on the city administration. We've got enough to contend with right here at home.
What do you mean by that?
I mean Pinky. I'm afraid you're going to get yourself so involved, you're going to find yourself in a mess, Henry.
Would you mind telling me what I've done that's wrong?
It's not only Pinky, but there's Hazel and Daniel to consider, you know. I think you're taking on too much authority.
Fanny, Hazel and Daniel were completely incapable... Clifford, who was that out there?
I finally got a look at Eunice, huh? Pinky's girl, she was honking for him.
Has that boy gone out to talk to her?
What else was he going to do, Dad?
Now, there you are, Fanny. She can't get to talk to him on the telephone, so she drives right up to our house at...
Well, of course. If young people want to see each other, they're going to manage it one way or another.
It must be a brazen thing to come up here after what I told her on the telephone. Served her right if I went out and sent her packing.
I don't think she'd scare very easy. I saw her step out of the car, and I bet she's almost as tall as I am. Pinky didn't have on his elevator shoes. He looked little beside it.
What in the world? I never thought Pinky would pick a girl bigger than he was. Is she pretty, Clifford?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't see her very well, but she had glasses on. I don't think she's exactly what you'd call a cover girl. Of course, with a big car like that, you can...
Grandfather!
Huh?
Why, Pinky, what's the matter?
Grandfather, I just want to tell you that you've ruined my whole future. My life, practically.
Hey, take it easy.
Take it easy, nothing.
Well, what's come over you, young man?
That was Eunice I was just talking to out there. She came up to tell me she was all through with me. Then it's all your fault, Grandfather. She said you insulted her, and she never wants to see me again.
That's probably good riddance.
Good riddance? Do you realize I've lost a girl with millions?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, let's talk about the pleasant taste of Alka-Seltzer. Pleasant taste, that's mighty important. You know how it is when you're feeling upset and uncomfortable with acid indigestion or a headache or both. You want to relieve the discomfort, of course. But you certainly don't want to take something that's bitter tasting. That's why you like Alka-Seltzer. It's not like taking medicine at all. And say, when you discover how pleasant tasting and effective Alka-Seltzer can be, well, the minute you drop a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water and hear that good old fizz and see those bubbles spinning around, you'll begin to feel better. Yes, once you've tried it, you'll have confidence in Alka-Seltzer. You'll know that when you drink that sparkling, pleasant tasting solution, relief is on its way. Fast relief. Effective relief. And that's just what you want when acid indigestion or a headache is making you miserable. So, get a package of Alka-Seltzer and keep it on hand. Remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief. Here's the family again.
Stuart, where did that young man go?
Pinky, he tore off down the street.
But I told him to go back to work.
Oh, he's got more important things on his mind, Dad. He's on the trail of $1 million.
Did you take your one-a-day brand multiple vitamins today? Thousands of people did, and so protected themselves against vitamin deficiency disease. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, steals your normal pep and energy, makes you look and feel dull and listless. Why take chances? Protect yourself against vitamin deficiency disease by taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Low in cost, yet no finer vitamins are made at any price. Potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores. Ask for and insist on one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Up from Slavery, Chapter 9, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.